Good morning, my name is Chanel. I'm going to be your assistant in today's conference. At this moment, I would like to give you the welcome, everyone, of the results to the fourth quarter of 2015 to Grupo Argos. All the lines have been in silence and mute, monitoring to avoid any noise. After comments of the speaker will be some comments and questions. If you want to ask some questions, simply to just the asterisk keyboard after keyboard part one. Now I would like to yield the floor to Sebastián Velázquez, who is Director of Relations with Investments, the Argos Group. Go ahead, please. Good morning. This is Sebastián Velázquez, the Director of Relationships and Investments. I'm really pleased to be here. We're going to discuss some results of the Grupo Argo in this fourth quarter. With me are Jose Alberto Velez, President of Grupo Argos, and Alejandro Piedraita, and Vice President Financial. Remember, this conference, we're going to analyze the principal numbers that we went before previously, and in addition, we're going to share this relevant business with the Grupo Argos. At the end of the call, we'll destine a space to answer your questions. This teleconference has been translated into English in a simultaneously way. However, remember, all our communications, as well as our results, there is some relevant information and presentations are published already in Spanish and in English according to the investments portal in www.grupoargos.com. In this same page, by internet, you have placed to your institution the presentation we follow during this conference. To upload it, please go to financial information and after to reports, when you'll find the fourth semester of file called Presentation 4T 2015. I yield the floor to Jose Alberto Feliz, President of Grupo Argos. Good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for being here in this call and allow us to share with you guys the results and more relevant facts for the fourth quarter of this 2015. It's really important to highlight the results were prepared according to the standard established for the international regulations on information and financial NIF, which is working from January 1st. In the last quarter of 2015, the company announced to the market a series of relays to the organizational structure. By the way, Jorge Mario Velázquez, current president of Selecto Argos, who was allocated to succeed the president of this Grupo Argos. In consequence, Juan Esteban Calle, previously general manager of Empresas Públicas de Medellín, was chosen to replace Jorge Mario in the presidency of Argos. At the beginning of this year, Grupo Argos was the absorption of the business of Town Hall, looking for this way to reach more efficiency and dynamics of the operation. And the Grupo Argos was the one who to plan the town planning during the business. And in December, Victor Cruz resigned of this job as a president of Odinsa. And as a new president was organized by Mauricio Osa, who was a developing South Africa, the vice president of the General Caribe. And Mauricio was accompanied by Odinsa, Pablo Rollave, vice president financial, Eduardo Betín, Carlos Mario Alzate, administrative vice president, and Gustavo Ordóñez, vice president of concessions and VR concessions. In front, the financial front, in November 27th, was taken to conversion to obligatory bonus convertibles to stocks emitted to 2013 to a conversion rate to 47 stocks preferential by BOSEA, updated to the expiration date with a balance at BOSEA of 519 billion, which is the equivalence of 224 billion stocks. Before these coming results, we want to mention that Grupo Argos is consolidated the results of news branch Odinsa, and according to the fourth slide, the consolidated revenues of Grupo Argos to the close of this year, 2015, reached 2.6 trillion pesos, increasing 38% in front of the numbers of 2014. This increasing is thanks to the development and the business of selling the cements and in Central America and business in energy, as well as the consolidation of the business and concessions from the fourth quarter in these results. The consolidated EBITDA increased 19% and it totaled 2.6 trillion pesos, which is translating to margin EBITDA of 21%. Finally, the net worth in 2015 was 301,000 million pesos. Because this is mentioned in some other occasions, in line that was affected because of the IPC from 2014 to 2015, which is the variable of the consolidated and the increasing of the commercial and financial costs. And in this way, the assets of energy in Panama, Celsia, and the participation of Grupo Argos in Odinsa. In slide number 10, you can see the general balance established to December 2015. To the close of these assets, they were increased to 41.8 trillion and increasing in 24% in front of 2014. But the assets were in total 29 billions. And the net worth 22.0. Before talking after the financial results, we remembered that we already sent you an executive in detail to analyze in detail the individual assets as well. This document includes a comparative explanation and revenues in December and some other participations, and there is an analysis of the operational expenses and the account of every participation method. Passing through the 11 slides, we're going to find the main numbers of the financial states. And to the close of December, the revenues of Grupo Argos were like 1.1 trillion pesos, an increase in 73% in face of 636 billion of 2014. And the EBITDA was located in 518 billion pesos, and it was an increase in 130% in comparison with the close of 2014. Finally, the net growth was 372,000 million pesos, and it was an increase of 80%, and this increasing is due to mainly the sale of an important package of the stocks in Cementos Argos in August. And in the next slide, you can find a general balance separated by Grupo Argos. As it closed in 2015, the assets total were 16.1 trillion, so, and the passives were 2 trillion pesos, and the net worth 14.1 billion. So let's go to the results in slides 13 and 16. Cementos Argos closed this year with very positive results in these three regionals. In this fourth quarter of the year, highlighting of an increase in 123% of the EBITDA, passing through 183 billion pesos in 2014 and 409 billion pesos in 2015. And this indicator was boosted for the dynamic of sales and the segment of the regionals and the recovery and the opposite effects on the devaluation of the Colombian peso in front of the dollar. And the Colombia regional, once again, we presented so increases superior to the average of the industry in cement and concrete. By one side, the dispatch of the cement has an increase of 9% during the fourth quarter. Related to the concrete dispatches, the volumes registered an increase of 13%. The U.S. regional presenting an increase of 17% in the dispatch of the cement during the last 3 years, boosted for the dynamism in the markets of Georgia, Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida. The volumes of concrete presented a decrease during the quarter affected by the weather situation and regions in the U.S., and particularly in Texas. It's really important to highlight Cementos Argos continuing participating in important projects to infrastructure, which are the stadiums in Bravo, Sagagones in Georgia, and Autopista I-4, the Florida and Complex Park District in Texas. The Central America regional and Caribbean presented an increase in 27% in these volumes with cement during the fourth quarter of the year. This result was due to the huge development of the operations in Caribbean Islands, Suriname, French Guiana, volumes in concrete, decrease in 10% in the period affected by the minus dispatches in the Channel of Panama. Related to the accumulator results to the close in 2015, the company commercialized 14.3 billions tons of millions of cement and 11.5 millions of cubic of concrete, which represents 14 and 4% respectively. This way, the company reported some operational consolidated revenues for 2015 for 7.9 trillion pesos, 40% bigger than the number of 2014. The EBITDA was located in 1.5 trillion, increasing 57% from of the last year. Finally, the wet net growth of Cementos Argos was 491 billions, increasing the numbers in 2014. Let's go back to the results of the business of energy, pages 17 and 20. In the energy business, it was highlighted the entrance of some measurements of emergency taken for the government. These measurements were live in October 29th, and there was a revenue near to the cost of generation of fuels and liquids, thermal generation operation in Colombia registered increasement in 15% in front of the fourth quarter 2014 related to the generation. Well, the hydric generation has an decrease of 33%. By export, Central America operations, they have an increase in generation in front of 3% in terms of the period of 2014. And the Parque Eólico Guanacaste reduced the level of generation in 16% due to the less wind season and operations hydric and thermals in Panama. In this way, the total general to December 2015 was 7,754 gigawatts. Increasing 20% in front of the accumulator of 2014. This increase was mainly explanation by the upward of the new assets in Panama and Costa Rica. Going through the distribution center, it was registering some results, positive ones, boosting for the increment of the consumption of energy to the El Nino phenomenon. And these conditions were plus the increment of the base of clients thanks to the commercial strategies, which allowed to register an accumulator growth to 2014 and 7% in sales. Related to the projects during the fourth quarter 2015, the company received an approval of the environmental license for the hydroelectric in San Andres, and this project will be located in Antioquia, will be with a capacity with 20 megawatts, as well as Celsius continued work in the financial industry capital of Porvenir 2. At the time, he was doing some labors and the social work, and it's really important to highlight that this project will be require some resources from 2017. And the best and the biggest inversions, the longest inversions, will be once the project will be advanced. And finally, the revenue, the accumulated revenues for 2015 were created to 3.7 billion pesos, trillions pesos, increasing at 43%. In front of their last and previous year, and the EBITDA consolidated for this year was a decreasing of 24%, relocated 683 million pesos. For this margin of EBITDA and first bank, let's go to see the pages 21 and 24 slides. During 2015, audience reached and some important hits, and the abdications of the conventional deals and the initiative private part and the expansion of the business itself in Ecuador. In addition, has reported some operational reports and some highlighted financial results. And reference to the concessions and airports in December, the INSA closed the agreement with to get 50% of the own of the company or 93% of the economical rights of Aeropuerto Mariscal Sucre, Quito, Ecuador. This airport is the main of Ecuador and mobilized a total of 5.5 million of passengers and 216,000 tons of cargo during 2015. In this way, it was consolidated. In this way, we were to about 35.7 million passengers during 2015, which represents an increase of 8% in front of 2014. Once again, throwing to the VOS concessions, we are highlighting results in the concession of Cafe Freeway, where the traffic average was kind of a 7%, coming from 32,036 vehicles in 2014 and 33,280 in 2015, as well as the regarding of the concession, who has a growth of 9% thanks to the increasement of this traffic bothers, and during the fourth quarter of the year, it was given an initial detail of the construction of the concession Pacific 2. The concession was a public initiative with a length of 98 kilometers. In a consolidated way, the average of traffic daily of the Valls concessions during the in 2015 was pretty similar to the immediately previous year. This result is due to the decrease of the concession of the freeways in the Llano, who has been affected the dynamic for the current sector petroleum situation. And finally, we're working once again with the SETS, the version of non-strategic puertos, bays, and sectors and generation of energy. These resources will be destined to enhance and to be as a support of the presence of Odinsa. In the financial results to the close of 2015, Odinsa registered revenues for 898 billion pesos, increasing 10% in front of the results consolidated in 2014. In the meantime, EBITDA was located in 288 billion in seen an increase in of 27%. And it's really important to highlight that 80% of the incomes or revenues of EBITDA to Odinsa are a recurrent character, while they come in from activities from various concessions. And finally, in 2015, the company registered a record number of net worth reaching 133 billion pesos. As I mentioned before, Grupo Argos started to consolidate the Odinsa results once it reached the participation of the company. It means from the fourth semester of the year. Let's go to results of the mobiliary business. Realtor business between the slides 25 and 28 in the reference to the Paxia. To the closing of 2015, it was already done the process of transfer of assets to a group of Asargos and Concreto. With this approach of this money, we were confirmed the portfolio, which counts with 57 assets of operation, 5 in development, and 2 lots in land banks valuating 2 billion pesos to the December 31st of the participation, as well as the Paxia Grupo Argos was 39%, and this was an increase in its reach 50%. Related to the development projects during the fourth quarter of 2013, it was an opening of the third phase of the Mallorca shopping mall in the Municipio Sabaneta, where Paxia counted with a surface of 18,000 square meters and 394 shops, as well as in December, we already started the shop mall Aventura in Medellin. Finally, December 13th, we opened some in Barranquilla, some operations with Hotel Movic, Buro 51, was with 150 rooms. Going through the results of the business of urbanism, during the fourth quarter of the year, we registered and 6 lots of projects at Port of Genoves, Villa Carolina 8, and CIC with an total extension of 4,506 square meters. These businesses translated some incomes of 440,715 billion pesos. And the financial consolidated numbers for the realtor business presented some revenues on December 131,000 million, increasing 88% in front of 2014. And the accumulator EBITDA was for 2015 was 46,000 million, and having an increase of 115% with a margin EBITDA of 35%. It's very important to take note with these numbers of the realtor business, and it included all the mobility operations, Group Argos, as well as numbers in many companies. We're looking about in this through number 39 and 22, the number of containers has a decrease of the load. And it's really valuable to mention due to the effects of the Niño phenomenon of this rezone strategic need with the diesel. During the fourth quarter, we are mobilized 127,000 tons. Which is liquid fuel, which is increasing of 20, 20, 144% in front of the previous year. In projects and matters, in October, we already ended up the creation of two new positions at the Barranquilla terminal. And the operational incomes, the compass for fourth semester, were near 43,000 million pesos, increasing 24%. This increase is due to the highlighted development of the Barranquilla's terminals and Buenaventura, as a positive effect of the depreciation of the peso in front of the dollar. Digital was the quarter, it was an increase of 52%, going through 11,000 millions in 2014. And this one was indicating 39%. To continue, in the slide number 33, you can visualize the profile of the debt of Grupo Argos as individual. At the end of the 2015, the debt of Grupo Argos was an increase of 1.65 trillion, and the average cost of the debt closing was 8.69%. Finally, in the slide 34, you could check the behavior and the value of the portfolio of investments, which started at 20.7 trillion in December of 2014 and 18.4 trillion pesos in 2015. This variation is presented due to the volatility and the prices in the stock market due to this valuation and assets that were developed, showing these numbers. Thank you very much for your participation. I would like to and to say goodbye to all the investments who have attended this conference during the last 10 or 12 years. I would like to thank you. I would like to repeat these words because of your participation you have had in these conferences and the diligence that you have had with myself. And the conference call will be to the coming one in May with the first quarter results of this year, 2016. And it will be in front of this phone call, the new president who's going to handle the Grupo Argos, the new one. And thank you very much. I yield the word to the operator. At this moment, I would like to remember you guys, you to ask some questions. Please use the asterisk keyboard after number one in your telephone to ask your questions. And the first question is from Andres Londoño from Credit Suisse. Dr. Velez, good morning. Being this your last telephone as a leader, I would like more than a question, just a comment on behalf of my partners to congratulate for your gestion during the last 12 years where you were in charge of the Grupo Argos and the Transformers, and their results that you generated, which are translating to financial terms in a really attractive or the 18% of a yearly return and with the revenues as well. I would like to thank Mr. Bellis to be always open to solve all the questions of the bankers and the portfolio analysts, the people. I know your company is in your best friends and we're going to miss you. That's all, no questions. Andres, thank you very much for those eloquent words and spontaneously words, but well, you know, this organization is the answer of the job of every single person here working, and I guess we're going to have some more years for good with very success numbers for the investments and for the shareholders of the company. Thank you very much for your words. Following question from Bancolombia. Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I have just one question related to the debt. And how do you feel, guys, at this moment, taking into account that Codinso is not going to deliver revenues and the revenues of those health sites is going to be delivered, as you mentioned before, because of the projects that you have done? How do you feel in cash flow levels and multiple of the $2 billion debt? How do you feel about it, Herman? I'm going to yield to Alejandro Piedraita the floor, and thank you very much for that question. Herman, thank you very much. Well, I tell you basically what we are seeing here for 2016 year is a situation where we feel comfortable with the flash flow we are handling currently, because the revenues for 2016 not only are due to the revenues of the companies like Cemens or Exxon, as well as Suramericana and Bancolombia as well. And there are some very important incomes related to the business, to the realtor business, real estate business, because we have the available flash code that we already have. Within the analysis that we have been analyzing with the leverage results, it should have an increase. Remember that we have an IPC. However, for 2016 year, we are hoping within our budget that it will be over the 26 or 27%, which is the interest of payments, it will be lower. And in addition of the close of the year, if you see that information separated, we see like a pricing of 300,000 million pesos, which is plus the other resources that we have on a daily basis. We have seen an excellent cash flow to pass to the 2016 year with no pressures at all. Well, in fact, within our budgets, while we pass a year at this point, we close this 2015 year with the leverage, the inferior level to $100,000 million, so we're continuing some financial resources, and we have enough cash flow to solve in any way and anyhow the business itself and the operation in, on behalf of Grupo Argos, and in addition to give a parameter of the level of leverage. On the other hand, which is really important related to the participation, is that every single expiration of 2016 that we already have in the budget, in quotation marks, something that we have pending to pay because of the leverage. In this coming year, 2016, they are related to 17 to 132,000 million pesos of revenues, and in the following years, we're talking about 2018 years. We have no concerns about it because of the pressure that you could have seen in the moment. And basically, there is a really important payment that we need to do for the acquisition of anyhow that we can see the liquidity and the potential support for these coming years. And in addition, from my structure, we see here of a leverage. We also have 90% of our net worth. It's just for us an answer. We'll see something, an element, Herman, and is as follows. The main projects in the business, the fundamentals are pretty good. When we see this business in general, there are some perspectives of increasing, really interesting ones. In Obama's president's plan of government, there are many, many billion dollars, and it's going to have a very interesting matter as a company, as Argos, that we have everything in this country. Do not forget that we are the first company of cements in the first factory and concrete, and the first company in the whole United States that gives us a really important, a worldwide importance, because it's the Grupo Argos, it's around the world. We have demography, which is really big. They are confirming some ogres, some homes and houses. In Caribbean, Central America, Panama had a very difficult year due to they had some issues with the Channel of Panama and the transaction of the government of the Barreras president as well. And for this year, 2016, there is a series of projects, of vital projects in the infrastructure in Panama. So that's why we're really calm because of it. And the Colombia, all the infrastructure plan that you already know, because of the fundamental of concrete and energy businesses, has many, many advantages, because I think within the second quarter of the year, we're going to have a normalized and basic normalization because of the raining thing. We're going to have full tanks in the south part of the city, and there is a good hydric generation. So in EPSA, which is we hope to have the best results ever. That's what, but we are relaxed because of that. And as we said, the concessions and the airports and everything from the airports are Bogota and airports at Quito, which has an increase in traffic, passengers and cargo. There are some businesses where indexes from the dollar, some from the point of the ETR. And the VIA concessions, we also are working on those topics. Some of them are really mature in the Cafe Freeways or Pacific 2, but it's the urbanism business and real estate talking to the town planning part or area. We Grupo Argos is going to represent us a really important revenues this year, and I chair the financial situation. We do it in a very calm way. Okay, Alberto, congratulations. Thank you very much. Following questions, Edgar Romero. Following question from Carlos Rodriguez from Credit Corp. Good morning. Thank you very much for the conference. And I joined Andres' words. Dr. Venice, thank you very much and congratulations for the success career. The first question is related to the debt. If there's any covenant or net debt applying to this board, of you see this way of the individual, where there is some requirements in the consolidated ones. And my second question is related to the TLCR revenues. You're going to have some options, some stocks or money? Thank you very much. Before Alejandro proceed with the answers, I would like to thank you because of your words and generosity. Thank you very much. Carlos, well, I tell you, with a leverage level of Grupo Argos related to the covenant, we want to remind you that the leverage word is going to be 1.6 billion pesos, which is going to be mainly in bonus, who was submitted from 1.5 million pesos with no covenant. And in addition, we have some banks' debts in 2015. Which are the credits of 2 to 5 years, which they don't have covenants or restrictions or constraints, and we don't have any issue related to it because of the conditions. So at the level of Grupo Argos, which is the first part, is very important to us to handle this board. Let's say we can be more flexible. Passing through the leverage of the consolidated way, exist in some companies, some covenants, some functional covenants, which are depending on some transactions. We have been done in the punctual case, as I told you. Before a consolidated level, we work with the leverage of many individual ports. Some, there are some companies that are related to some particular cases, and anyhow, they affect the leverage level of additional levers as a punctual level. But as a separate level, I repeat, we have been handling that way. Okay, thank you very much. And my second question related to the Celsa, please. My second question was related to the revenues of Celsa and the way to control them. Are you going to pay them in stocks or a flash code in order to control it, some cash money? Well, in the case of Celsius, clearly the investments are conscious according to the transactions that we have been living with and dealing with the generation against thermal and money, what we consider the most responsible thing that we consider the delivery will be in stocks and not in cash. But it's something that we need to define in the Board of Trustees. Okay, thank you very much. That was it. At this moment, we have no questions. So once again, to the speakers, we give the floor.
Thank you very much, you all the participants, attendees, and we hope this coming month of April of May will be able to have a bigger welcome to the presentation of the first quarter of the year. Thank you very much, you all, and have a nice day. That's the way we conclude, and thank you very much for your participation. Now you can unplug. Thank you very much.